Jeff Beck has more musical lives than a cat. In the 60s, the electric guitarist replaced Eric Clapton in the legendary British rock group The Yardbirds, then formed the Jeff Beck Group with Rod Stewart. In the decades that followed, he explored jazz, fusion, and soul. A five-time Grammy winner, Jeff Beck celebrates his 66th birthday next week on tour in the United States in support of his first new release in 7 years, Emotion and Commotion. He didn't disappoint fans in the D.C. area this past week, and the famously reclusive musician also agreed to an interview. Jeff Beck, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Emotion and Commotion is full on. The first cut, the Corpus Christi Carol, totally defies expectations.
It's a traditional song from the 1500s, I believe. I was delighted to find that it wasn't just a Jeff Buckley original. And it was his actual voice, full credit to him for the voice he displayed on that record. The tune itself stood up, but the voice, his very high voice, was so, it grabbed me, and I tried to reinterpret that on the guitar.
It opens up the CD, so it's almost like saying, this is where I am right now.
Yeah, that's the shock value, I suppose, that people would not be expecting that vibe from me.
Yeah.
A wistful opening with the strings and all that.
But it's just a hint of what's to come, because the second cut totally fulfills everybody's expectations. Hammerhead, what a shred, I mean, really. It's
yes,
inspired
it's
by
a
him.
Sort of a tongue-in-cheek kind of play on his name.
Really. Yeah.
But I think everybody I've ever played with he's the idol. His incredible technique and his inventiveness and his development of the synthesizer in a guitar-esque way that is second to none. No one's ever even got close to the way he does. You can feel the strain and the angst of wanting to be a guitarist, but through that, you get this astonishing technique and tonal variation. But I think that's where he was always destined to be, a keyboard guitar player.
Do you think you've raised the bar on the electric guitar?
I just try to become a singer, and I think the Stratocaster, the particular guitar, the Stratocaster, lends itself to endless possibilities because of the spring-loaded bridge that it's got. I can depress the whammy bar, they call it, but it's actually a vibrato arm, and I can do infinite variations on that by raising or lowering the pitch. I can play a chord and lower that pitch, six strings simultaneously.
Thank you.
the guitar has always been abused with distortion units and funny sort of effects. But when you don't do that and you just let the genuine sound come through, there's a whole magic there.
When you do the Elegy for Dunkirk, your guitar is doing a duet with Olivia Saif, an opera singer.
Yeah.
And there are places where you cannot tell the difference between the two. How did you get to that place?
Well, there's a purity of tone if you select the right string thickness. The thicker the string and the higher up the fretboard you go, or rather the lower, it goes up. It's really strange. When you move your hand down on the low strings, the octaves go up. Somehow I've just found the nice spot, which I know exactly where they are. It's like a G spot.
I'm speaking with Jeff Beck. His new CD is called Emotion and Commotion. The day that I'm speaking to you, it's the day before you're going to be doing a tribute to Les Paul.
Thanks for reminding me.
Iridium in New York. Yes, Les Paul is someone who raised the bar.
He did.
On electric guitar, and you've had a long relationship with him. What picture comes to mind when I mention his name?
An impish, lovable character. What a dear man.
Yeah.
He used to barge in my dressing room and help himself to the food with all his friends and then clear off.
And did you just absorb his aura, or was there something in his playing that you wanted?
I hate to admit it, must be 49 or 50. 1949, 50,
yes.
Not the 8. But
no.
When I heard the sound cut through an old-fashioned radio which we had, and it had a very bland, sort of very dull sound, all of a sudden this sharp guitar comes through. That you don't get over that when you're me. My mum said that he was a big fake and I shouldn't listen to him. That was the most wonderful thing ever, because it's the devilment in a small boy that would go against the advice of the mum. I think she secretly admired him, but she said, oh, I've read that it's all done with trickery. And I went, all right.
Oh, because it was the electric guitar was coming into its own.
But he made his own music.
Yeah.
However he got there, he got there.
Yeah.
Made astonishing sounds and was a fabulous guitarist as well.
Yeah.
End of story, really.
You do Screamin' Jay Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You.
A spell on you. Because you're my eye. You better stop the things you do. I say, watch out, I ain't lying.
You do the song with Joss Stone, who has the most remarkable voice.
She is. You know, I just picked that out of the air. You know, I mean, the song. We had problems with where to go once I decided on the orchestral stuff. Was it going to be all gut-busting, heart-wrenching, or was it going to be a mixture of the two? In the end, we put a blackboard up and just I wrote down on the blackboard everything I thought might be nice to do. You know?
Yeah.
And sadly, just say there were about 50 casualties that never made it. So attempts that never really got any further than a demo.
I just think you can churn something out next year.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
I don't like digging waste paper baskets.
Oh, interesting.
I say, watch out. I ain't lying.
Can I see your hands? Where are your calluses?
Well, they're a little bit.
Little tiny bits at the bit.
Yeah.
Do you play with a pick?
No.
Well, one of our listeners, a guy named Whip Nelson in San Francisco, wanted me to ask you why you don't use picks.
Well, because there are fingers hanging around doing nothing. If you you waste all these fingers just holding one piece of plastic. So I choose not to waste the fingers.
later on, your guitar doesn't just take a solo of a standard song. Your guitar does an aria, Nessun Dorma.
I didn't know that if that was going to work. I just knew the melody was powerful. I decided to play it in Viareggio, and I took my keyboard player with me, and I said, Jason, in the sound check, why don't we just try it out and see if we get anybody hurling bricks at us before we start? And the whole place went absolutely hush at the sound check, and we got a smatter of applause. I said, all right, let's go for it, let's play it tonight. The audience were just riveted from the first note, and then when they realised what I was doing, they cheered after every line. I didn't know if it was going to work, honestly, but until the orchestra kicked in.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, this is it. This is as close as I'm going to ever get to being standing in Pavarotti's shoes.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. Well,
thank you. Enjoyed it very much.
Jeff Beck's latest album, Emotion and Commotion, is out now. You can hear more songs from Jeff Beck at nprmusic.org. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Ned Wharton and produced by Justine Kennan, Jeffrey Bennett, Peter Breslow, Sarah Byer-Kelly, Elaine Heinzman, Kimberly Adams, and Gemma Waters. Our technical director is Burke Kahn. Our librarian is Kim Oleski. Melissa Goh is our web producer. Our show was produced today by Walter Ray Watson and edited by Deborah George and Tony Marcano. This week we welcome our new interns, Ryan Dunn and Connor Donovan. Our senior editor is Jenny Bergall. The senior producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Leanne Hansen.